Chuck the Hooked. Turn now to page 27. In real playing, we use a different type of roll. It is quite similar to the jig roll, with the cut and tip being used, but the emphasis is somewhat different. For example, the phrase GE followed by an E roll is played like this in reels. And played slowly, it sounds like this. Fast again. The phrase A F sharp followed by an F sharp roll would sound like this. And slowly. Fast again. The phrase D G followed by a G roll would sound like this. Slowly, like this. And fast again. Now turn to page 28. Here we have a reel called the Green Fields of Ross Bay with a knee roll in it. Listen to it slowly first of all. And played at the proper speed, that sounds like this. Here now is a tune with an F roll, Mulvihill's reel. Listen carefully to the roll in the tune. Page 29. Here now is an example of a reel with a G roll, Gilbert Clancy's reel. Listen to it slowly first of all. Here now is a reel with an A roll, the hunter's purse. The phrase E, A, followed by A roll is played like this. And slowly. The A roll is followed by another A, so we put a cut between the roll and this A. This would sound like this. The first bar of the tune would sound like this. Again. Page 30. Here we have a reel called The Ravelled Hank of Yarn. In this tune we have an example of two types of roll on B. In the first bar, the dotted crotchet roll is played like this, somewhat similar to a jig roll, and played slowly it sounds like this. In the second bar, there is a phrase G, B, followed by a B roll, played like this. Played slowly, it sounds like this. The first two bars of the tune would sound like this. Again. Cioctonnay, pages 30 and 31. The short rolls. A short roll on the note E. Cover all the holes except the bottom one. Blow gently and at the same time cut with the A finger like this. Then tip with the bottom finger, like this. And the whole lot played together sounds like this. Now in a tune called Drowsy Maggie, a reel, it sounds like this. And when that's played at normal speed, it sounds like this. Page 32, a short roll on the note F sharp. Cover all the holes except the bottom two and blow gently and at the same time cut with the A finger like this. Play the cut first and not the F sharp note. Then tip with the second finger of the right hand on the F sharp hole like this. When those two are played together, they sound like this. Here is a short F-sharp roll in a reel called The Mountain Road. Learn this tune and put in the short rolls on the F sharp as shown. The tune played at normal speed sounds like this. Page 33, example of short roll on the note G. Cover the top three holes. Now blow gently and at the same time cut with the A finger like this. Play the cut first and then the note. Tip now with the first finger of the right hand like this. And the two together sound like this. Here now is an example of a reel with a short G roll. Colonel McCrory. That played at the normal speed sounds like this. A short roll on the note A. Cover the top two holes. Now blow gently and at the same time cut with the C finger, like this.
Now tip with the third finger of the left hand.
And the two combined sound like this. A reel with the short A roll is Chashlani Chalik. It sounds like this. Short roll on the note B. Cover the top hole. Now blow gently and at the same time cut with the C note, like this.
Now tip with the second finger of the left hand.
Those two things combined together sound like this. Here now is a reel with a short B roll. Chathaoir an Iarla, the Earl's Chair. Page 36, Ceacht a De. Ornamentation on the note C and C sharp. It is impossible to do a proper roll on the note C or C sharp. The only way to ornament the notes is by tripling the notes quickly by means of the tongue. Like this. C natural, for example. Or C sharp. This may not always suit the tune or style and may be better omitted. Ornamentation on the low D. Play the note low D like this. Now play the notes F sharp, E and D in rapid succession. And the two together sound like this. Or faster. Ornamentation on the high D. Play the note high D like this. Now play the notes high D, C sharp and high D in rapid succession, like this. The two sound together like this. In jigs, it is sometimes possible to cut with the E finger and play the C note in rapid succession to get a proper roll on the high D. This roll may sometimes be fitted into a reel, but it takes a great deal of practice. Double cut rolls. In advanced tin whistle playing, use is sometimes made of double cut rolls. This means that instead of the normal cut with one note, two cuts are put in with different notes. These have to be played at twice the normal speed so as not to lose time. For example, a double cut roll on the note E sounds like this. On F sharp, sounds like this. On G, like this. And on A,
Gottschien Ohrmann. Chill a chragain. Thank you.
Page 38, Inin and Iodora. Hardyman the Fiddler. Kiss the Quaker's wife, or merely kiss the Quaker. Job of journey work. Thank you. Cleef O'Neill's hornpipe. In this tune, Tuirdim de Láimh, an F natural note occurs, as you will see. This note is played by partly uncovering the F hole on your tin whistle, a skill which takes some considerable practice. Listen to the note on the tape and then use your ear to judge the exact fingering to obtain an identical note like this. Practice until you can play the passage involved with ease. Tuirdim de Láimh.
Banger
and the Ravelled Hank of Yarn, played by Willie Tansey. Liam O'Reilly, A Slow Air, played by Mary Bergen.
Thank you.
And now, from Michael Russell, first a jig called Mikey Callahan's Jig, and then a reel called Paddy Maloney's Favourite.
Deirdre Cullis, with two reels, The Dublin and Paddy Taylor's.